Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we buy a street vendor hot dog while wearing a hot dog costume just to feel something. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I am joined this week. We've got a bit of a different lineup for you, listeners. Well, of course, as most times, we are here with the fabulous Kennedy Cooper. Kennedy, how you doing, pal?
Hey. Hi. Hello.
The perfect level of enthusiasm
I'm calling in live from my usual place, my usual location.
Yes. I am not in my usual location. I am in the living room of friend of the show, friend of the me. Friend of maybe you, if you're on Twitter. Well, mutual. I don't know. Anyways, you may know her as Big Nasty, but please welcome Jen to the show. Hello, Jen.
Woo, round of applause.
There is a round of applause button. I'm scared to touch it.
Fair.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
They're clapping right now.
They're clapping. Those that don't have me blocked already, they're happy. The ones that have me blocked are listening too. It's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way to get around a block is to listen to their podcast.
There you go. Hello to all my haters.
Yeah. You can't block someone on iTunes. Sorry.
Yeah. That's fine. You know, I hope my haters listen to this show. We really need the numbers.
We do.
Hate listens count.
Thank you and or fuck you for listening. It's good to be here. We haven't recorded in a long time. This is the longest I've gone without making a podcast. Is I took 1 week off. But we recorded that last one early. I guess it wasn't a full week. I don't know. People liked it. We had a lot of fun on our last episode talking about the news, I guess.
The spookiest news.
I did have somebody email me and tell me that it took them quite a while to figure out what was happening.
I got a few messages like that as well. Yeah.
That rules.
Which I was really happy about, especially because I felt like I was dropping almost too many hints. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you and I were dropping a lot of hints, and Deanna was like, let me get into the psychology of what was happening in this movie. But yeah, I mean, if you couldn't figure out we were doing a bit by the time I was talking about Jason Voorhees becoming part robot on a spaceship, like, I think that you are the kind of person that gets your news from this podcast, a.k.a. dumb, dude.
We keep warning you folks not to get your news from us. And, like, if you haven't heeded the call before now, the call's coming from inside the house, and it's Jason. He's calling.
I just imagine somebody listening to the podcast last week and then, like, calling up their mom and be like, did you hear they found that Amy Dunn lady?
Did you hear about the fire at the Overlook Hotel? It's crazy.
Listeners, my voice is a bit wrecked. I was at Fest over last weekend down in Gainesville, Florida. And turns out if you hang out with a few thousand aging punk rockers, you're going to catch a cold. Now, I will say that my buddy Anna Valenzuela, who was touring with me and was with me every moment of the last week, she somehow managed to catch COVID, and I did not. So for those of you keeping score at home, I remain undefeated somehow. Deanna especially is not
going to like that. Listeners at home, we can't press the buttons, so imagine an air horn.
Thank you. Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, Jen. Yeah, so I am a god, I think, at this point. I don't know. At the very least, I'm good at not getting COVID. But I also did just get that new vaccine. So if nothing else, go check out that new vaccine. It apparently works really fucking well. I was literally in a car for 6 hours with Anna the day before she tested positive, and I don't have it.
Have you been picking up that 5G access, too, through your shoulder where you got that vax?
Yeah, yeah. No, my chip is on, like, the speed on the chip. Like, I can... you get it. Fill in the joke, listeners. Kennedy, Jen, it's so great to have you with me today. I think we should talk a little bit about the news, but before we do that, we are going to just tell you about a little thing, a not-so-secret website called Patreon. That's right, folks. We've got a Patreon. You can sign up to support the show. We have not put out any bonus episodes in a while, but Kennedy and I will be in the same room together next week, and we will surely watch a dumb movie and record a podcast about it. So head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet if you want to support the show. You can give whatever the fuck you want, but if you give $10 a month...
We're recording a bonus episode from the Model Trains show. What are you talking about?
We're going to the fucking Model Train show next week, and we will podcast about it. Head on over to patreon.com. If you give $10 a month, we say your fucking names. And this is going to be very difficult because I am not able to talk properly, but let's fucking go for it. Big shout out to Chauncey Yonders, Terminally Online Leftist, Music to Ignore, Zap Actions Downer, Mega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Troopin, Brienne, Nick Adams, parentheses Alpha Male, Id Nix, and CIA Brain Bugs. Thank you very much. Patreon.com/worstweekyet.
You mean okay?
Wow.
It was a lot. All in one breath, too.
I did sneak in a little tiny breath in between Josh Troop and
but, I was trying to brag on you.
I'm a professional. You can't even tell when I'm breathing. there's no good way to get into the news this week. And I know this is going to be... I mean, this has been difficult for me. I don't know how the two of you are handling it, but it's frankly devastating. But I guess there's no getting around it. We have to talk about it. This week, Mike Pence dropped out of the GOP primary. I'm sorry.
R.I.P.
I'm so sorry.
I just don't understand how this happened.
In what country, how do we let this, it didn't just happen in a vacuum, Kennedy. We let this happen.
Was he polling at like 2%?
Look, no, polls ain't nothing but a number. You know, that's what Mike Pence always says. I don't know how to go on. I shouldn't have done this story first.
What does this say about our democracy?
I mean,
that's...
Do you think Mother will let him back in the house? Like, do you think he's sleeping on the porch from now on? Aww. He's in the doghouse, literally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's in the doghouse big time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't not feel bad for the guy. He did everything he could to support the flies of the United States. And that's really, I feel bad for the flies, most of all.
You know, he could always pull a Joe Biden and come back real strong in 2028. So or like don't 2040? Count him out. 2040.
I don't know how old Mike Pence is, but I would believe such a wide range of ages for him. Like, because like he might be one of those guys.
We
that
need
went...
something.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to
no,
say.
You go ahead.
He might be one of those guys that start getting white hair in his like mid-40s, but he also could be 70. I cannot tell you how old Mike Pence is.
Yeah, he looks like one of those guys that's just looked 60 since he was 31. Yeah. So, you know, how would you know? I think that Mike Pence, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Fuck you, Andrew Hillary.
Well, there is other news, and I don't think we could talk about Mike for any longer or I will start crying. So let's move on to,
I'm Deanna this week. I'm filling in for Deanna this week. I'm going to interrupt you, when you start the next headline. Joe Biden, it was the memes between when he was in office as vice president when he ran again successfully that made all the difference, you know, Diamond Joe Biden and all of that. We need something like that from Mike Pence, right? We need like Mike Pence. He sits on the fence about every issue. Mike Pence,
Mike Pence is good at Lent. He gives it all up for the nookie.
Mike Pence pays your rents. That would work.
I would vote that, for yeah, him at I this would, point.
I mean, if that was his actual slogan, I would consider it because
I'm Mike Pence.
You're like,
and
Christo-fascism, but my rent's paid. So there's a trade-off, you know?
What I'm saying is I do not like fascism, but I can be bought. Anyways, to move on, there, you know, I have an update to a story we were covering in-depthly in... Oh, God damn it.
Hey, wait, one more thing.
Do you actually have something?
No. It's just
fuck you. Fuck you. So the last two regular episodes of the show, we talked about how the Republicans fucked up and had... ousted Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. And this week, they finally got a new Speaker of the House. His name's Mike Johnson, and that is all I know about him.
I'm sure he sucks, too.
I could tell you some stuff about him.
Tell me about Mike Johnson, because I literally, I heard his name, and I was like, who?
Oh, God, yeah, this guy sucks, y'all. He's a January 6th guy.
Sweet.
He's... His wife is a conversion therapy camp runner.
Oh, shit. Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought that was illegal. Guy, they still do that?
This guy sucks real bad. Yeah. And his first act so far as Speaker of the House was to be like, let's give $15 billion to Israel.
God damn it.
In the form of weapons banned by most countries.
Well, you know, they need the help.
That white phosphorus isn't going to drop itself, you know?
There's a lot of it sitting around. We got to get it out of here, you know what I'm saying?
Got to make room for new weapons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that that they picked the right man for the job. I did hear something. I didn't really look into this at all, but I heard something about how, like, he has, like, on paper, like, no money at all. Like, he has, like, no assets or, like, no net worth, which is seems unlikely as a real possibility that he would just be broke. So I don't know. We'll look into this more, or we won't. But, yeah, you know, it's at least there's somebody... who is a Speaker of the House, who's third in line for the presidency, and nobody knows anything about him.
I like having a broke Speaker of the House. I think that is a good thing.
Here's the thing. There's a difference between broke and the government not knowing where any of your money is, which I think it's the second one.
Probably.
I don't think anybody in Congress is broke. Like, I don't know. Maybe there is. Maybe there is. Like, Nicolas Cage is a world-renowned actor, and that motherfucker don't know how to do money.
There is that Gen Z congressperson that was like, I literally cannot afford rent in Washington, D.C. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. That somebody person, was like couch surfing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, while we're on the subject of Congress, it's a little early in the show to do good news, but we do have a bit of good news, and that is that a friend of the show, Congressman George Santos, this week survived a vote to expel him from the House. So here's the thing. I did not realize he was still serving in the House. I thought he already got kicked out. But apparently, not only did he not previously get kicked out, but they voted on it this week, and enough people were like, no, he can stay.
What would they kick him out for? He is my favorite House member.
He's like the one bright spot in the House of Representatives.
Yes.
Like,
if they're all going to be monsters.
I mean, first of all, you can't kick him out. Because it's too funny. But on the other hand, I saw a lot of people saying, oh, due process this, due process that, about them setting a precedent. Setting a precedent argument is freaking goofy as fuck. First of all, slippery slope arguments are always stupid. We can apply rules when we do and don't want to. That's a choice. We do it all the time, but then sometimes we're like, no, this time it'll set a precedent. Whatever. Second of all, I just want to say for the record, although I don't care at this point, like, you know, it's funny to have this guy in the House and they're all evil, so whatever. You know, nobody has like a right to be in Congress. Like, when it comes to, like, waiting for due process, that's to not violate your rights. But it's not, like, a right to be a congressperson. If you just seem shady, Congress has the right to throw you out just because you're, like, acting sus all the time, even if they don't have proof. That is something Congress can do, and you don't have the right to be there. And this whole, oh, due process, it's like, don't give more of a shit about these politicians being able to have their birthday cake than you being able to have water. Fucking A.
That's fair. I got a hot take on that, though. Okay. I would say that the other Congress people shouldn't have the right to kick somebody out. It should only be the voters, right? So, like, let's say...
Oh, yeah.
Let's say, like, a socialist actually got elected, a real one, not like AOC. And the rest of Congress was like, well, fuck this person. We don't like you. And then they could vote to kick you out. I'm not a fan of that. I think that that should lie back within the constituents.
And honestly, like...
Yeah, and the reality is they can and probably would just do that.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they let him get all the way to after he was elected and sworn in or whatever to then, like, look into... whether any of the things that he said were true or not, I think, like, you deserve him.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that nobody even bothered to Google what any of the things he was claiming until he already won, like, he earned it. Yes, he lied, but you fucking fell for it. Like, that's on you, not on him.
It's only a 2-year job anyway, like...
Oh, well, he did say that even if he ends up getting kicked out, that he will be running for re-election, which...
Hell yeah.
I'm moving to New York. I'm supporting George Santos. Like, this is... Look, I like a bit of chaos in my Congress. Like, nothing good is going to happen. They're not going to fix anything either way. So, like, let's have, like, every week we get a new, like, oh, he lied about... the color of the car that he drives or something. Like, why would he even do that? We all saw him in the car. Like, but yeah, you know, it's just, it's good. It's fun.
Oh, is he having dreams?
The dog is dreaming right now.
He's so cute.
Oh my God. The dog's name is Barkley for the listeners at home. Jen has been very kind to invite me into her house to hang out with her dogs and to record a podcast live from a couch in Texas. Speaking of Texas, this week, the Texas Rangers won the World Series.
Baseball.
Baseball. I know, listeners, you come here for sports updates, so...
Rebranding as a sports podcast.
The reason I wanted to talk about this is...
That'd be cool.
Jen asked if we were going to, and B... in that conversation we had, I realized that the Texas Rangers are not, in fact, named after Walker Texas Ranger, which is something that I don't know why I
believed. Wait, what?
The Texas Rangers have a long and fascist history in the state of Texas.
It is not. No, that is not what... they are not named after Walker Texas Ranger. That was what was in my brain for some reason as a fact. Like,
no, they're named after...
talking about... Walker Texas Ranger, the father of Blade Runner, right?
Yes. Somehow, yes.
He Walkered so that he could Blade Runner. Anyway,
Need to hit the green button so goddamn bad, but it'll fuck up the recording. Kennedy, you knew this.
I have one button, though.
Yeah! It's just one of those days! All right,
No, I have a rant about the fucking Texas Rangers, y'all.
Tell them.
So, okay, I don't know how much you guys know about Texas.
It's big.
It's fucking big. And Texas likes to brag that it's the only state that was ever its own independent nation, right? So Texas was an independent country for like 2.5 years right before it got annexed into the United States. It's very stupid.
That is not a victorious story.
No, it's very stupid. And like won its independence from Mexico is how that happened. During that time.
Alex Jones's grandfather was there.
Is that something he claims?
It sure is.
Nice.
His grandparents fought in both the Mexican Revolutionary War or the Texas whatever Independence War and the Civil War.
Probably for the wrong side on that one.
I mean, there's no way it was the right side.
So, during the fight for Texas independence.
I feel like Alex Jones' grandparents or great-grandparents or whatever probably just, like, walked out off their front porch with guns and just started shooting anyone they saw once war was declared.
Yes, that 100%. I mean, that's kind of how Texas was anyway. So, like, the Texas Rangers were originally set up as a... They were technically a police force, but a lot of it was just kind of like militia. Like they weren't really beholden to anybody. And most of what they focused on was murdering Comanches and the other indigenous people to Texas. And they were slave catchers. So whenever enslaved people escaped, they would send the Texas Rangers to hunt them down and either bring them back or just kill them. So,
that's insane that so that's what the sports team is named after.
That is what the fucking sports team is named after. So this is why I always say ACAB ACAB includes the baseball team, the Texas Rangers.
That's like do you hear about the new fucking football team? It's in Des Moines. They're called the Pinkertons.
Oh god. So the Texas Rangers do still exist. They're not called that anymore. They are now known as the Texas DPS, the Department of Public Safety, because doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't it make you feel safe?
I would much rather get shot in the face by a Department of Public Safety guy than a ranger.
Would you, though? It sounds more badass.
Why doesn't the football team go by that?
Baseball team, or... Why don't they change their names to the Texas Department of Public Safety-ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are like the worst cops in Texas, too. Like, they are really cool governor and mayor recently. Our Democratic mayor and our fascist GOP governor got together and decided that because Austin's had a hard time hiring cops, because people don't want to be cops, we can thank the Zoomers for at least being good about that. They decided to let these Texas DPS, run rampant around Austin, specifically in black and brown neighborhoods. So, like, they keep the traditions alive.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Oh, by the way, Andrew, don't forget to have all your papers in order when you cross the now walled border.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm going to Roswell before I come to you, so I'll just fly over the border in a spaceship.
Ooh.
No, the border is down south.
Fuck. You know,
the
I wall's can't read
down
that.
South further. Yeah.
Well,
so you might identify. You probably still won't. You'll probably come through more like the middle.
Technically, if you're in outer space, everything is south.
Whoa.
That's deep, man.
Whoa, dude. Speaking of
that
deep,
like a redlining joke.
Speaking of deep, let's talk about Elon Musk.
Ew, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Wait, can I quickly interrupt again because I'm Deanna this week? I did not find out anything about Mike Johnson's net worth. However, I did find out that he and his wife are in a covenant marriage.
What is that?
Which is a type of marriage that has been made illegal in all but three states. And basically you can't really get divorced. Like there's a few provisions where you could kind of maybe get divorced, but the idea is that you can't get divorced.
Oh,
trapped is the right word then.
Don't they have a podcast too?
Him and his wife, probably. That sounds real believable. Yeah.
Anyways, Elon Musk announced this week that he wants to turn Twitter into a dating app, which I will say, this stupid motherfucker still does not understand what website he bought, because Twitter already is a dating app. It just only matches you with people that are 500 miles away. Elon, Google what Twitter is. Like, what are you doing, dude? Fuck that, dude. You want to talk about the greatest headline ever written?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yeah. I'm just sure.
Are you logging on to Twitter right now to see sexy singles in your area?
Yeah, obviously. And there's like one.
The horny MILFs are nowhere near you. Anyways, greatest headline ever written came out this week. I'm not reading this exactly, but this is basically what the headline said. Naked man fights Las Vegas police officer, then steals his cop car.
Yes.
Did you see this, Kevin?
No, that's way better than talking about Twitter, the dating app.
Yeah, I just wanted to say fuck Elon Musk, and he's stupid. But yeah, we could talk about this for another hour. So this naked guy got into a fight with a cop and then like knocked the cop on the ground and then just jumped in the cop's car and drove away.
Did you see the video?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's so funny.
And he immediately crashed it.
Wow.
So like, you know, a flame that bright
still
isn't going to burn long.
Though. Come on.
A flame that bright isn't going to burn long, but you know, it's still exciting to see.
Imagine getting your ass kicked by a naked man.
Here's the thing. That's the worst kind of fight to lose.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I really feel like if you're fighting somebody naked and you have on, like, I mean, cops don't like roam around in like body armor exactly, but they are wearing like stuff, you know?
Clothes,
so like,
at least, yes.
Yeah, they're usually wearing like a vest full of tools. Like punching that would be, you know, I mean, not great. Like they kind of have some defenses, you know. Naked guys just like out there, just living, just cop, swanging.
That cop should have given him a fair fight and also gotten naked. Like that's the only way to settle this. If one guy,
well,
if you're in a fight and one of the people
now.
Is naked. You have to get naked, too. Like, you can't have just one naked person in a fight.
I'll just say, it's certainly the only way to settle it now. Like, if that cop ever wants to regain his reputation, his one and only option would be to challenge this guy to a fight and to agree to show up naked.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? If the guy wins the fight again, wins round two, he should have all of his charges dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also the cop should...
The cop should go to jail.
naked jail.
The least best.
No
time.
Shit.
Well, hey, while we're on the subject of justice,
welcome to the least best yet. By the way,
while we're on the subject of justice, you know, a little law and order for you. This week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office announced that after 7 years. They are formally closing the investigation into Flint's water crisis.
So, problem solved.
Case closed. Now, the only issue, I guess, like, if maybe I'm being nitpicky here, I don't know. But, like, the one minor issue, I guess I would say, is that there have been zero convictions resulting from the mishandling of this utility that led to an entire city's water supply being poisoned. So, like, I don't know. I think that, like, you know, maybe they got the law, but they forgot the order. Or, like, you know, justice, but no justice. I don't know what happened. It feels like this was, like, a, you know, somebody did something wrong. I think is unarguable.
And we got them. Where did we get them? Doesn't matter. Where did we put them?
Back in
normal place.
In their office.
Is the problem even fixed? The
no.
water's still not drinkable.
The water's still fucked. No.
Wow.
Well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago that, like, I think the reason that nobody is, like, willing to step in and be like, okay, yeah, we need to fix this is because, like, that thing that happened with Flint is, like, the same in a lot of cities. Mm-hmm. And if they admit fault and have to fix Flint, then they have to, like, do that for, like, probably at least dozens of cities across the country.
Well, we can't have that happening.
Yeah, yeah, no. So, like, just let, you know, just let a generation of people get, you know, birth defects from lead in their water, and, you know, maybe they will be barren, and the problem will solve itself.
Jesus Christ.
The United States of America, where problems solve themselves.
That is your presidential slogan. I would vote for that.
Hey, don't ask me to solve your problems. It'll sort itself out.
There you go. Call Mike
How
Pence.
Much of Live and Let Die can I sing before the Beatles execute me?
Not as much as you would think, but enough.
I bet you could take Paul McCartney if you needed to.
I know I could take fucking...
I could take Paul, but Ringo plays the drums, you know? No, I mean, strong, he's old, but he's probably still strong.
Mm-hmm. And rich is really, like, he'll beat you with money.
I guarantee I could take John
Lennon
right
now. Yeah, that's the other
right
thing
now.
Is that...
Are you sure about that?
Right now? For sure. Beat the fuck out of a skeleton, dude. You kidding me?
I'm only half sure I could take John Lennon right now.
George Harrison, I don't want his smoke. But, you know, it's funny. We are talking about the Beatles. We do have a Beatles story that I was saving for a little
while. I was hoping we would maybe talk about that.
We're going to get into it. So let's go ahead and talk about it. A new Beatles song came out this week, which, like, fucking what? Sure, dude.
Did you hear? I haven't even heard about this.
This Year of Our Lord?
I did not listen to this song, actually. I meant to do that before we started the podcast. Kennedy, did you hear it?
Dude, you didn't listen to it?
Is it on Spotify?
That feels really basic. I don't even like the Beatles, and I listen to it.
Is it good?
I mean, I hate the Beatles, but... I think if you didn't hate the Beatles, you would probably find it fine. It sounded like a Beatles song.
Is it a new song, or is it like an old song they found that had never been published?
So I did write down what the deal was with this song. It is in 1970, John Lennon like made a demo that was just like him singing and playing like piano or guitar or something. And Yoko Ono had it. And she gave it to the remaining Beatles in the 90s. And... they all like added their own like parts to it.
Oh shit!
But George Harrison was like, George Harrison hated it. He was like, "This song fucking sucks." So they waited till 20 years after George Harrison died, and then they're like, "We could probably make $1 million with this."
Okay.
I have it here. What were you gonna say, Kennedy?
I do like that version, but there's a few bits that. You missed, which is, if you remember the two songs that the Beatles released in the 90s, those are from the same demos. Basically, Yoko Ono gave all those to the band because it was believed that John Lennon considered these songs mostly complete and planned to record them soon before he died. And so, you know, they did want to get it out there. The reason they waited so long is because they couldn't extract his voice from the piano. They used AI to get it out. That's the real story here. It's AI story.
Interesting. Well, listeners, you're in for a treat.
The robots strike again this week. That's what really happened.
Because of the fact that I don't know how laws work, and I think that this is okay, you're going to now hear the world premiere of the new Beatles song, recorded directly from my phone, leaned up against my microphone so that we can also hear it. So I'm going to hit play, and we're going to see what this song is hitting for. You ready?
Last
new Beatles song ever. Buckle up, motherfuckers.
I don't think we'll get copyright struck
you're
to this.
You're tuning live to There's the no premiere of the last Beatles song ever.
Yeah, I'm getting like almost nothing.
This is sad. Fuck the Beatles, dude.
That sucks. I like the Beatles. I don't like that.
I think that was Nirvana, actually. Let's move on. Hey.
Could AI make Nirvana come back? Because I'll approve of that.
Yeah. Let's make Sublime without Rome.
I'm just kidding. Please.
I'm about to get hate mail.
Let me see. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about justice earlier. And this week, I think in one case, justice was absolutely served in that former friend of the show, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been found guilty as fuck. So this is like, this is crazy because this is like maybe a year tops from when like he was originally arrested, or like maybe not even, I think he was only arrested in December. So it's like less than a year from whenever the crypto exchange that he was using like exploded or whatever. And like usually like a huge multinational financial crime that usually doesn't get like entirely litigated in under a year. This is wild. Like, do you understand how guilty you have to be?
Don't mess with the money. No, it's not about guilt. He messed with the money.
But like usually you can stretch that process out.
Don't think. Not if you fuck with rich people's money.
That makes sense.
That's the difference, yeah. But, stealing from rich people.
Here's the thing is that the a lot of the people that lost money from Sam Fried Bankman a lot of them were wealthy. A lot of really wealthy people lost money. And if you mess with the money like that, they come down on you. You know, you got to rob poor people. You got to scam people like me. You can't be scamming you scam Andrew Hillary. All right. Look at Andrew Hillary one time and you'll know that he's ready to be scammed. He's just looking for it.
I'm not sure I can scam $1 million Andrew off of Hillary, him, though.
The other thing is, if you scam Andrew Hillary, you know that he's going to do nothing about it. You can just tell that by the look on his face. Like, he's just going to be like, damn, I guess I lost some money.
You know what, though? No, I won't do nothing. I will tweet about it, okay?
Angry tweets.
You know what? That's fair. I should have given you more credit.
I will have a thread, thank you.
Yeah, there would be an angry thread. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I really feel like there would actually
don't
probably
sell me
be,
short, Kennedy. Okay.
There'd probably be 2 to 5 angry threads.
Oh yeah, no.
And more than one of them would say, "This is the last time I'm going to talk about this."
More than one of them would say that.
more than one of them would say, "This is the last time I'm going to talk about this. I'm sorry for bringing this up again. I'm just so mad." Et cetera, et cetera.
I very rarely, maybe never, will like use the phrase, "This is the last I'm going to say on this," because like, there's no way I'm ever done talking about anything ever. Like, it ain't me.
I rarely say shit like that because I'm petty and out of control. So,
but I do think that like, anytime I'm like reading two people's argument with each other, one of the people says, "This is the last I'll say on it," and then they continue to reply after that, I have so much less respect for that person. Like, stick to your guns, man. Like, don't say you're done if you're not done. You don't have to be done. This, we're all just doing our thing here. Have fun.
Just be real about it and be like, listen, I'm gonna be gross and do this all day.
Yeah, I literally had my favorite thing was in 2020, like in the height of the lockdown period, whenever like you'd be arguing with somebody online and they'd be like, "Don't you have anything better to do?" It's like, no, dude, this is literally the peak of my month. Like, what are you saying? This is the most I felt alive in 6 weeks.
You get on online fights.
You
just
do
to
have
something
better to do. Go do it.
Are you masking when you're doing something better than yelling at a stranger online? Because it's not safe out there. Also, bleach your groceries. Let's move on. Speaking of bank, man.
Perfect transition.
Keep going. You got this.
This week, multiple United States banks fucked something up, which caused direct deposits to be delayed for thousands of people on Friday.
Damn.
So this was like, they were like big banks like Bank of America, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo, and others. Like, people just didn't get their paychecks. And then the Federal Reserve like looked into it and it was like, oh, I don't know. Something happened with the Electronic Payments Network, which is a third-party private company that controls every transaction that happens.
Whoa. I didn't even
normal
know
normal thing to say.
Normal country.
Yeah, it's great that we have like a loosely affiliated with the government, but not really, but technically sometimes, yes, somehow, banking system that is meant keep everything from getting too far off the rails.
I have an idea for a company.
What's that?
Let's start a third-party processing thing that can steal everybody's paychecks.
Ooh.
Sounds like a good idea.
Here's the thing. I agree. Great idea. Don't know if we should have this on recording. Barkley, when you edit this, will you take that out?
Barkley, cut that part, please. Thanks.
Thank you. Great call, though.
Is Barkley a better editor than Gravy? Because Gravy leaves quite a lot of incriminating stuff in the recordings.
Well, I guess we'll have to see.
Well, here's the thing is that Gravy, it's not that Gravy's a bad editor. Gravy is working against me. Oh. Like, she could take that out. She knows exactly what she's doing. She chooses not to.
That checks out.
Wait, is Gravy an asset?
Gravy's fucking CIA.
Shit.
Fuck, dude.
You're damn right Gravy's an asset. She's the best asset this podcast has.
We wouldn't be anywhere without Gravy. Oh.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
What is your cat's name? This cat I'm looking at right now.
Kennedy has this a cat
is,
on their lap.
This is Nami.
Nami.
His full name is Tsunami, but...
Oh, that's cute.
He also chomps on stuff, so we call him Nami.
Nom, 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 nom. I love a black cat.
Did you tell Nami that I'm going to be there next week?
I did. He's pretty indifferent right now, but he'll probably
typical
be excited
cat.
When you get
typical
here.
Cat.
The thing about Nami is he does love new people, and he's just generally kind of a big slut for attention, which I relate to because mm-hmm. I'm the same way. He's really disloyal. So like the second you leave, he'll never think about you again. Just want you to know that.
That's fine. That's fine. As long as we can enjoy those few moments we get to spend together. That's all. That's good enough for me. Hey, this is a podcast where we crunch the numbers. Now we don't do the math.
Wait, what? Wait. How do we crunch the numbers without doing math?
We simply refuse. And as Americans, that is all right.
Fuck yeah.
So we like, you know, sometimes there's a statistic that, you know, we may not be keeping track of every week, but like whenever trends change, you know, we've got our ear to the ground. We're looking at graphs every single day, listeners. Oof. Yeah, that's right. I can't read them, but I'm looking at them and I'm like, I basically look at graphs the way that like people look at abstract art. Like, I don't know what it actually is saying, but like, I know how it makes me feel.
I look at graphs like 2001 Space Odyssey, the monkeys just coming up to the pillar.
You just look at a graph and then you pick up a bone and invent like a screwdriver or something.
Yeah, I just like pick up a rock and start beating it against the graph.
What kind of graphs are we talking about? What's the line graphs?
Just hooting.
Pie graphs, bar graphs.
A pie graph, but that's just because I visualize it as a pizza. Pie. And I'm like, okay, I know how much of that pizza is mine. Mm. And it's not enough.
You just pick the pepperonis off.
I'm so hungry. God damn it.
Damn, I want a piece of pie. Just like actual pie.
Yeah.
Pie's pretty good. We should go get pie whenever I'm in town. We're doing so much, and none of it is me performing comedy. Model train convention, we're eating pie.
Y'all are really going to a model train convention?
You're goddamn right we are.
That's very cute. Are y'all into model trains, or is this just a gimmick?
I'm not, like, into them. Like, I don't know anything about them, but, like, you get a whole, like, little setup with, like, you know, a little train going through a little town. I'm like, that's cool. I like looking at that.
I can picture you as an old man, like, with model trains all over your house.
Well, here's where you fucked up. There's no way I'm making it to old age.
I mean, in, like, 10 years. 10 years from now.
Okay. Yeah.
Mid-40s.
My lawyer says I don't have to answer whether or not I'm in model.
Damn, Kennedy, you got a good lawyer.
He's a cat lawyer right there.
Did I introduce? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we love statistics on this show. So this week I have a statistic for you. It's actually a reverse.
Oh, you might meet my lawyer, by the way.
Hell yeah. We're excited to share with you listeners, that this week we saw a change in a trend in the United States that, you know, few people were predicting this, but it's exciting to see. So for the last 20 years, two whole decades in the United States, infant mortality rates have slowly but steadily declined, which is, you know, unequivocally a good thing.
That is good.
Well,
what's the twist?
For those of you who bet on the fucking short of it, it just came out that last year, for the first time in 20 years, infant mortality rates rose in the United States.
Getting those numbers up.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened in the last year that could have affected that. Nothing significant that I can think of.
I can't think of anything in particular.
I will say this, which is
infants were real big into NFTs.
And lost it all.
You don't want to be a quitter.
Definitely not.
I think we were too close to. I think we were too close to being quitters with the infant mortality thing. So
it's like, you know how whenever the inflation was real high, the Fed was like, we need to increase unemployment, you know, to like balance that out. So like, if you're
right,
if your infant mortality rates drop too low, then like you gotta start putting more lead in the water or something. You can't get that down to zero, or else nobody wants to work anymore.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe Biden.
That's Bidenomics.
Zero parts per million lead is actually not good for anyone.
You need a little bit of lead. Mm-hmm. You can't have too much lead, but you do need some.
Americans like to struggle. Like, that's how else we're gonna pull ourselves up by our bootstraps if we don't have to deal with high infant mortality rates and lead in our water.
Babies don't even wear boots. They're fucking slackers. They're leeches.
They have it way too easy.
There's makers and there's takers, and babies are not making anything, dude.
They're making some poop.
Back when my grandpa was a baby, he worked at a fucking steel mill, dude.
Dude, the babies yearn for the mines. We've got to get them back in there.
They do yearn for the mines.
If I ever have a kid, I'm giving him a pickaxe on the, not his first birthday, on his zeroth birthday,
fuck
dude.
Yeah.
I'm bringing one to the delivery room. Like, yeah, no, I ain't raising no slacker.
That's good, because, you know, you got to teach him to work. Mm-hmm. You can't have these. Absolutely. What if your baby came out and was like, I want to unionize. Daddy, I like union. No.
If you have twins, they unionize the womb, dude.
Dude, that could be like a movie. That could be the plot of National Treasure 3.
I don't know what that movie would look like, but I think it would make a better cartoon. I don't know how you film that live action, but you know, they're doing everything with AI these days. Hey, speaking of AI, that's right. We got another story. Listeners, can you believe
another AI story?
Can you believe how much fucking news there is? I take one goddamn week off and everything just happens.
We didn't even talk about Matthew Perry yet.
Rip Matt Perry. Rip Chandler Bing, dude.
I just want to read a real headline very fast.
Okay.
I'm sorry I know that you were probably just going to skip over Matthew Perry.
Yeah, we don't typically talk about famous people's deaths, and like, I don't know.
I get it. But Matthew Perry was a special guy that meant a lot to a lot of people. This is a real headline from the New York Times. Even as the war's devastation rages on, Ukrainians miss Matthew Perry. I just needed to share that with everyone.
Priorities.
The real fucking headline.
Well, you know, maybe journalism isn't dead, you know? There's still some people out there doing it.
Making those connections.
What the fuck is going on? Speaking of AI, are you okay, puppy?
Lexi.
It's okay, puppy.
Lexi.
Is there AI outside?
Probably. There's goats out there.
Goats are the first AI. The better AI, in my opinion. I can't keep saying AI without talking about this fucking story. Oh my god, my voice is fucked right now. I might have to bring it down here. Is this okay if I talk down here?
Is it a sexy AI story?
It's not sexy at all, but this is. I kind of have to just drop my voice down and get in this register. So, for those listening, for those just tuning in,
okay, I'm gonna
for those just tuning in, I blew my voice out in Gainesville, Florida. And
it's time for worst week yet after dark.
Yeah, worst week yet, late night. There's nothing outside.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So I'm gonna tell you the news, and frankly, buckle up because this is a big one. This week on Halloween, I believe, President Joe Brandon, the one and only son of Jim. He signed an executive order cracking down on AI. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but the reason that Joe Biden decided to do this is because he recently saw the new Mission Impossible movie where the villain is an AI, and it scared
and him. And it scared the poop out of him.
Wait, is this real? This is a real story?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. this is why we can't have old people running everything. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, listen to
Grandson,
Rebecca.
Grandson, have you seen the new Mission Impossible?
I'm just going into the movie theater and coming out and being like, I have to sign a direct order right now. Is she talking to you?
I think she wants to be on the show. What do you got to say?
Oh, she didn't like
that. Oh, yeah, she does not like the microphone. I lied. But you're such a good puppy. Do you want to pet it? Come here. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't look into what the fuck the executive order said or anything, but I just think it's really, really fucking funny that Joe Biden saw Mission Impossible, which I guess like the bad guy in that movie is like it's not a real person, it's like an AI. Oh, also there was one thing in the story that like somebody showed Joe Biden a deepfake of him and he was like, oh man, I didn't ever say that. Like, yeah, that's what this is. Like,
oh my God.
That's the whole thing, dude.
So
dang, I made a clip of Joe Biden saying death to Videodrome, long live the new flesh. Do you think we could get that in front of him somehow? Because I would love for Joe Biden to believe that Videodrome is real.
Can we show him like Jurassic Park so that he thinks we're being attacked by dinosaurs?
I hope so.
That would be fun.
I like dinosaurs. I think, you know, I've always said that if dinosaurs came back or whatever, like, I think I would be friends with them.
Yeah, like a little one, or you want to keep a big one in your...
I'm going to say even like midsize. Like, you know what? I think as long as like he wore some like protective boots to like keep that claw in check, I think I would get along pretty good with a velociraptor.
Oh, you're going full carnivore.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'm a carnivore. Look, I'll go out for wings with a velociraptor. He's going to love it, dude.
Dude. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that kind of checks out. Yeah. I want to find faults in that, but I think I have to let it go.
Also, like, even like a big-ass T-Rex or something, like, I wonder how painful it is to be eaten by something. Like,
no, I'm not hanging out with a T-Rex because you can't high-five you.
That is sad. What if you tell a really sick joke? He just is like sitting there. You put your hand up and he's just like, man.
Aw, poor guy.
Big ass T-Rex. Tanny and the T-Rex. All right. Go to the patreon.com/worstweekyet. I think we talked about that movie like a year and a half ago. Our main story this week is we're going to check in on a genocide. So I have not.
Yeah, I just want to. Sorry, can I just interrupt?
Of course, Deanna's not here. Somebody has to.
Vladimir Putin this week drone bombed an ambulance, which is just not acceptable under the Geneva Convention. I don't think anyone. Oh, sorry, that was Israel that did that. I guess it's okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Israel does it, it's not a problem, Kennedy. Obviously.
Yeah. Cancel that story.
Well, we'll get back around. Right. We'll circle back to Vladimir Putin at the end here, but there's just a few things I want to talk about. First of all, I believe we are at or near the mark of 10,000 Palestinians have been killed since Israel started blowing everything up there, which is, I think it's like 3,500 children at this
fucking
point.
Fucking Lord.
It's like 40% kids, yeah.
Yeah. So that's bad. Mm-hmm. I would say it's worse than bad. It's real bad. Mm-hmm. This week, we touched on it earlier, the United States rushed through a bill to send $14.3 billion in aid to Israel, to the IDF, which a lot of that will be weapons, from what I understand. Now, I don't know if you know this, but because the bill came from the GOP House, they didn't just do this as like, we'll figure out the money later. You know, the GOP, they always they don't want to like add anything to the deficit unless there's a Republican president. So they actually did some creative funding for this. Instead of just making that $14.3 billion come out of thin air, they took the money from the IRS enforcement agency that got set up. So we are actually going to pay that $14.3 billion twice. That's because good. We have to put that funding back into the IRS.
What if we just don't pay our taxes?
I am not at liberty to say onto an audio recording what I think the answer to that question is.
Fair.
But I like where your head's at. but there's good news. There's good news.
The interesting idea, I'll say that much. It's an interesting theory that somebody should investigate.
There's good news here with the ongoing crisis in Gaza. Multiple United States officials, up to and including even Joe Biden himself, have called this week for a humanitarian pause. Kennedy, what's a humanitarian pause?
I think it's
it's when you have to get up in the middle of having sex because you have to pee.
Yeah,
that's a humanitarian. What's more
humanitarian? I was gonna say, I think maybe it's like a furry thing, like pause.
Oh, look, I'm just looking. It is spelled P A W S. Oh. So, okay, yeah. Oh, that's like meta, like humanitarian pause. You know? Oh my God. What the fuck is Joe Biden smoking?
They're sending puppies to Palestine. That'll fix it.
Puppies to Palestine. No.
Oh my God.
Not an American, but one head of state did this week, and he didn't use this wishy-washy, hard-to-define language, and that was when Justin Trudeau was giving a speech or a TV interview, and he said that there needs to be a cease to something. He said the word cease and then shit himself because he didn't want to say ceasefire, but it was like a Freudian slip. Did you see the video of this?
I didn't see it.
It's fucking incredible.
No, that's amazing.
He was like, there needs to be a cease to some of the hostilities. Like,
Jesus.
Fucking piece of shit, dude.
Actually, what he was trying to say is I'm having a seizure.
Looked like he was, too, for a second. He was panicked. I will say one public official that I think has spoken out in a huge way that I think is frankly commendable is Rashida Tlaib this week. She released a video that not only called for a ceasefire, but was like specifically said, like, Joe Biden, you need to do this or you will lose us. Yeah. Like, she came for Biden's neck, and like that takes so much fucking courage to do, to like, you know, you're not just standing against like AIPAC or whatever, but like literally against Joe Biden, against the entire Democratic Party.
Well, she is Palestinian, and it's unfortunate that she has to stand alone and that none of her friends or allies or whatever in Congress are even willing to be like, no, she actually gets it. Like, she's from mm-hmm. there, and they still refuse to even say the most, like, ceasefire is not even, it's like the bare minimum, and they won't even do that with
yeah
her.
It's literally like, we're not even asking you to fix it, we're just saying stop killing everybody for a little bit at least, dude. Calm down. I know Cory Bush signed off, and I think mm-hmm. there's like six people out of Congress that did that like endorsed this or whatever. I think Dick Durbin in the Senate has said the word ceasefire.
Has Bernie even said it yet?
No, Bernie is still
won't say it.
Bernie is still talking about how if they do a ceasefire, that only helps Hamas because, Bernie is, fuck Bernie.
Ruined his whole legacy in the last years.
Yeah, you know, one of the best things you can do as a beloved public figure is right at the end of your career, just make a fucking ass out of yourself. And
he's never been great on this issue.
But
like, he's just showing his whole ass right now.
But still, he's still doing a better job than John Fetterman.
Well.
Hell.
Lowest bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we liked John Fetterman? Me neither.
I did like that he was wearing shorts.
I appreciate a slob in Congress. I think it's fucking great. I think you should show disrespect to Congress.
I forget who it was.
More flip flops.
I saw somebody saying that, like, John Fetterman beat a TV doctor, then had a stroke, then almost killed himself, and now he's like a fucking Zionist. Like, what a wild trajectory of life. There's been some updates in the actual fighting. Israel, the IDF, has started their ground invasion of Gaza. They've completely surrounded Gaza City, which is so fucked up. They're like literally doing a siege within a siege.
Have y'all seen the Hamas propaganda videos, though?
I have.
They're so fucking badass.
Yeah, a bunch of Hamas fighters just, like, blew up, like, a dozen Israeli tanks, which is crazy.
And they're filming it, and it looks...
They just did, like,
cool.
A Call of Duty highlight reel of them blowing up tanks with their... Like, one guy ran up to the tank and put something on it, and then ran back away and shot the thing he put on it, so it blew up. Like, how fucking cool is
that,
dude? They are
the bravest people in the world. It's... It's very, I mean, it sucks that they have to be, but.
Yeah, yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
So Israel, on the other hand, they're holding their own in the conflict. And by that, I mean, they've bombed like 4 refugee camps this week. They also blew up some ambulances in a hospital parking lot because they said that Hamas fighters were using the ambulances as taxis to the front lines. Like, the ambulance was going to the hospital. What the fuck are you talking about?
It was literally headed to the border with Egypt, first of all. Second of all, it doesn't matter what they said, you can't blow up an ambulance.
We might be talking about 2 different ambulances that they blew up, because this one was in the parking lot of a hospital.
Yeah.
But I think you're right that there was one that was blown up on the... Hey, you know, it's hard to keep track of all the ambulances
cases,
that are getting blown up.
In both cases, it is against the Geneva Conventions to destroy a clearly marked medevac vehicle, with only the most limited of exceptions, none of which this scenario meets. Like, the only way that it would be acceptable in the eyes of international law is if literally there were, like, dudes with rocket launchers hanging off the side of the ambulance, Mad Max style.
Yeah,
like, you would have to have footage proving that. Nothing short of something like that makes this acceptable.
I also saw that the IDF released a propaganda video that was allegedly, what the video depicts is a GoPro strapped to a dog, like, finding somebody and attacking them. That's all you can really tell, like, from the video. So the rest you have to, like, either figure out, or like, their narrative surrounding the video is that, like, we released this dog into one of the Hamas tunnels and it found a Hamas fighter and listened to him scream. And I watched the video and, like, first of all, like, sure, maybe that's what this is. You can't really tell. But also, like, the guy isn't, like, screaming, like, blood curdling. He's just like, ah, there's a dog on me. Like, fuck, dude. Like, like, and also, the fact that you're, like, a multi-billion dollar fucking, like, super high-tech advanced war country, and your, like, best response to videos of people blowing up tanks with their bare hands is you being like, we got a dog to bite someone. It's really not, like, they're not sending their best. Like, I don't know. Hey, there is a little bit...
It's deranged also.
It's super fucking deranged, yeah. Also, we do have a bit of fun news, fun updates in the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Thank fucking God for something fun.
First of all, is Eve Fartlow is fucking on one again. specifically, she fucking posted, maybe I should just read this tweet, because I don't know if you would have seen this, Kennedy.
There's no way that she is a real fucking person.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nobody talks about themselves like this.
Let me see if I can find this, because it is really, really incredible. Just, you know, the way that she phrased this here, I'm vamping because I'm also scrolling, but you get it. Like, you know,
the self victimization is impressive.
I do want
her
to get the wording right, because it's a work of art. Let me see if I can find
here,
this here.
It's right here.
Oh, you got it. Oh, okay.
Pull it up.
I was a progressive. I believe in the rights of all, including Jews. The latter got me tarnished with labels. The anti-Semites went to lengths. They made fake tweets by me to prove that I'm a racist, a TERF, an Islamophobe, and ableist. They gave me a hate name, Eve Fartlow.
She is the real victim here. Truly. Truly.
They gave me a hate name, Eve Fartlow.
She lives in, like, New York, right?
Wow.
Oh, L.A. This white woman in L.A., truly the victim of the last month's violence.
There's no one who is suffering more right now than some lady whose last name is kind of sounds like fart. Like, truly, I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna sleep tonight.
There's no way people didn't call her that in school too. Like,
I hope they didn't. I hope that the first time it happened was just some random fucking person
in
that said
third grade, Fartlow, and then like.
I'm glad you brought up third grade because this whole tweet has the air of just like, mommy, they called me Fartlow again. And it's like, I know, sweetie, but there's a genocide going on in the Middle East. Don't you think we should care about that, honey?
Also, no. Like, the only way you get to call the thing that people are teasing you with a hate name is if it is, like, has something to do with you, like, if there's, like, a slur in it or something. Yeah. This is a child joke that just pisses...
Yeah, there's
that is,
not,
like, there's nothing hateful. It's just...
Yeah, there's nothing so Semitic about fart.
Yeah, I mean,
speaking
I can't speak
the,
on that. You're
Jew,
Jewish. Like,
speaking as the Jew of this podcast, there's nothing Semitic about fart, all right?
Like, Semitic or anti-Semitic.
Even the stupid octopus thing had more weight than trying to call Fartlow a hate name.
They gave me
and
a
that's,
hate name.
I hate to have to say that because the octopus thing was obviously in bad faith. Yeah. But like, as we mentioned when we covered that story, that was like the octopus controlling the world was a Nazi propaganda thing for real. And so even though it was totally this bad faith thing where, the whole thing with dog whistles is that it's about like there not being another meaning, you know? And so when there's like an obvious, another like very obvious meaning for the thing, it may not be a dog whistle. Blah, blah, blah. We covered all this. But the point is, that one, you could say, again, the tiniest bit of credence to the idea that that is an anti-Semitic trope. Fartlow is just calling
Fartlow,
you
however,
head, basically.
Doo-doo head. I get called worse shit online every day.
I mean, she gets called worse shit online every day. Sure. I don't know why Fartlow is the one that she's like, they gave me. There's also two dashes in it, Kennedy. It's they gave me a hate name, -- E. Fartlow. Like,
oh, I'm really, thank you for adding that drama. that was really needed and adds a lot to it.
The other bit of fun updates in the Israel-Palestine crisis is that... this week, President Zelensky of Ukraine came out and was like, you know, I'm kind of worried that with everything going on in Palestine, that like not enough people are paying attention to Ukraine right now.
Aww. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This is how it fucking works.
Sorry,
you got
dude.
Run through the goddamn mill, and now the wheel has fucking turned and left you there, as Weezer once said so famously.
I mean, he's lucky they haven't executed him, so he should just, be happy.
I think, and, even awful people, I try to respect, at some level that there is a bit of humanity in them. And so, like, it is unfortunate, for everything that is going through. But, I can't help. Maybe I am a bad person deep down because I just, it is so, so funny to me that the United States is like, oh shit, we got to worry about this now. You're fucked. Like, sorry, bud. Figure it out. Like,
dude, you were just a fucking puppet state for weapons deals. Like, that's all you were for this whole conflict. And now there's a better weapons deal to be had. And so you're out, buddy.
And he got so many. Like, what is he upset about? He got so many really cool weapons.
Yeah,
including ones that you're not supposed to have.
Like illegal shit, like very cool. And he's still whining.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's all. Obviously, we have free Palestine from the river to the sea. You know where we land on it, listeners. But there was a lot going on, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. So I wanted to cover that. We do indeed have some pretty fucking sick news to end on.
Oh, thank God.
Some real good news. And this isn't a bit. This I'm not going to tell you that a fucking sandwich is out. Although, that's always good news to me. But whatever. We do have some good news. And that is that this week, the striking United Auto Workers have reached a tentative deal with the big three automakers, and the union fucking won, dude.
Pew, 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 pew.
Not only did the union win, but they structured their contract in a way that I believe it will come up again in 2028, and either the president of the union or like some high up in the union said, like put out a message that he's like encouraging other unions to have their contract negotiations that summer of 2028, because he's like laying the groundwork for a general strike.
What is his name? Their union leader?
Okay, I just want to say for the record, I clown on general strike people when y'all act like fools.
I clown on people who tweet
about
it.
Talk,
right.
Yeah.
This is the kind of talk that would make it happen. Is big unions planning a date in the future, putting together resources. Because the thing is, if they start planning this far out, they can do all the stuff that, like, you know, the writer's strike, part of why they were able to make it is because they were semi-prepared in terms of, like, they were ready to feed people. They were ready to do stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you get the resources like that in place, nobody likes an answer like this, because everybody wants the things to get fixed tomorrow. And I get it, because it's painful to watch the terrible things happen. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever thought, gosh, that general strike thing does sound nice, this 2028 thing is the thing to take seriously. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
His name is Sean Fain, by the way. Sean Fain.
I've heard him on podcasts before. He sounds like a pretty cool dude,
He's cool. He was talking about like how this is a class struggle. He like used those terms in a speech before.
That's fucking badass.
He's very cool. Yeah.
So in addition to that, like they got big pay increases, and they got back the cost of living adjustments that were taken out after like the 2009 bailout or whatever. Awesome. And also,
let's fucking go, dude. Yeah.
The day after, I don't even think this has been voted on yet, but like the day after it was announced, Toyota announced that they were raising pay across the board for their non-union workers.
Fuck yeah.
Just because they're like, shit, like we need to pay enough to keep up with this. So yeah.
No, that's the other great thing about the big union pushes is that it will change things. Even for the non-unionized businesses in the same sector, because they have to compete with the unionized businesses.
Looking at you, Elon.
It's true what they say. A rising tide does lift all boats, and that's why I am in favor of increasing global warming. If we can melt the polar ice caps, the tides will rise.
Whoa.
All of our boats
Brave.
Are going to be floating, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Dude. Brave!
Dude. That's a hot
Brave.
Take.
Brave!
Deep, even.
I'm dying. This is the longest I've talked in a week. I feel terrible, but
Let's
I'm so glad.
Stop talking. Let's stop. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well,
I don't want to do it.
We have to say goodbye. Kennedy, thank you for joining
us. I know.
I will see you in a couple days. I'm so excited. We're going to go see some
in
trains.
In person. That is so weird.
I know, right?
I guess I'll like text you my address after this.
You're gonna dox yourself to me?
Yeah, I'm by proxy kind of doxing myself or whatever right now by letting the audience know that I'm sending you my address.
I mean, he's at my house right now, I think.
Yeah, but I did have to wear
a
Jen did make me wear
danger.
A blindfold whenever I drove over.
That's
here,
right.
Though,
Yes.
I know like the general vicinity, but yeah. Also, I think I killed some of your neighbors.
That's fine.
Yeah. Jen, thank you for hosting me enjoying the show. Where would you like people to find you?
Oh my God, please don't find me.
It's your first time on a podcast. You got a plug.
I know.
You
gotta plug, okay. Dude. So I just got my Twitter account back this week.
Oh shit.
Pew pew pew. So I'm back at Keep Austin Nasty. So find me there. Follow me. Block me. I'll probably block you eventually. I'm so glad I have my account back, because I have over 14,000 blocked accounts on there.
Whoa.
That's the only way to Twitter is to just mass block everybody that annoys you.
I have like 15 people blocked.
That's impressive.
I'm just out here raw dogging Twitter.
If I ever do get unbanned from Twitter, and if I ever did come back, I would just start blocking people.
I thought you were going to say I'd block you too.
block all of
that would be the first.
All of the like every time you see an AFO.
You two are first. Yeah. Just so you know.
As
you
we
two
should
are first.
I'm going to go ahead and block your account now in case you get it back.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because you don't want to see the shit that I post. I'll tell you.
And of course, listeners, I am still on tour. I am out, going to be all over the place. You can go to at Andrew Hillary US on Instagram or Twitter and see where I'm going to be soon. You know, like, I'm heading out to Lubbock, Texas. I'm heading out to Albuquerque. I'm heading out to Salt Lake City. I'm heading out to Denver. And then I'm going to be fucking around in the Midwest. I don't know where the fuck I'm going to be. Oh, that took me by surprise.
Sorry, that was your Howard Dean moment right there.
Oh, and of course, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. We always appreciate that. We'll have a show about trades next week.
Definitely stay tuned to Andrew Hillary's Instagram, because the show in Albuquerque might be a last minute house show.
Yeah. And, you know, balls to the wall. We get it, baby. All right. That's everything. Tune in again next week for more bad news.